And welcome, everybody, to episode 610 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohort, Eric the Great. Breakman the Bold will be here shortly. He's going to be running a little bit late today, but when Break shows up, we will get him on in. Eric, I know I asked you this on pre-show banter, but how you doing, man?
Fine.
Yeah? Had a decent week?
Mostly. I had to wake up a little earlier today because they were doing inventory, so we had to go on work at 6, but we left at 2, so it was still the same amount of hours, but readjusting that like that just sucks.
Yeah, it does suck, man, for sure. Anything to ruin the routine, as they say, you know. Wyland says, I had the PS5 in my cart a couple of times on first pre-order launch, but decided against it because they said Demon's Souls was coming to PC, only to wake up to find out that it was a
mistake. Why would they? They own the IP.
Yeah. Should have got the PS5.
Sony is making games on PC, but I don't think that's in the cards at the moment.
Yeah, if it comes to PC, it'll be way, way, way later. But you should have picked it up, Wyland. I'm surprised you even got it in your cart, man. I don't even know how that was possible. But damn. Okay, so we got a jam-packed show for you guys today. We got a lot of cool news, good stuff. We still got a homie discount for you. Maybe Eric has a couple more. I don't know. What else we got? Breakman will be here soon, so he may or may not have some Dear Breakman stuff. And we've got some Wicked Stinkos of the Week and Wicked Sweetos of the Week. So hopefully you guys just stick around for that. And also, we will be crowning, we're down to the final 8 games, we will be crowning the greatest Nintendo game of all time, tournament style. So we're down to 8 games. There's some heavy, heavy matchups. So hopefully you guys stick around for that. Without further ado, let's get to the news.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you are up, sir.
Okay, from RPG site, we have Go Go 5D game, Neptunia Reverse, which is a re-release of Rebirth 2, which is itself a remake of Hyperdimension Neptunia.
Yeah.
But, so it's a port of an old PS3 game.
Yeah. Weird, but okay, I guess. Wyland says, I was willing to wait for the PS5. He says, Demon's Souls is the only reason I want this stupid thing. There's plenty of reasons for me, Wyland.
Although, there are some new things they're adding to the game, like the active party members increases from 3 to 4.
Oh, okay.
We'll have 2 modes. Original mode, which plays closer to the PS3 version, and a rage mode, which plays closer to the remake.
Yeah,
but in the range mode, you can freely form a party of over 20 characters.
Yeah,
including their costumes.
I mean, it does look pretty dated, but not terrible for, you know.
And then tutorials will be voiced by Neptune, so she'll be doing the narration of tutorials.
Okay.
And a fishing mini game. If you play in a range mode, they'll have special purpose for the main game itself. But original text from the original Hyperdimension Neptunia is included, so you can check the differences. So I'm wondering if you could swap them on the fly. Kind of like that one LucasArts game with the pirates.
Monkey Island, yeah.
Only
yeah.
With text.
Yeah.
Pre-order bonus includes an illustration card that contains a serial code to download Neptunia Shooter on PS5. That's probably the one that came out on Steam.
Yeah.
But that's all there really is.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, looks all right. I mean, like I said, a little dated, but that's, you know, to be expected. But I don't know, to get back to Wyland, Ratchet and Clank, to me, that looks really good. I know that's not going to be out for a little while, but There's a bunch of stuff on the PS5 I'm excited for, to be honest. There's stuff on the Xbox to be excited for too. Next year, though, not this year. I'm not getting an Xbox launch, but you know, still looks good. All right, let's move on to the next story from RPGsite.net. Orange Blood launches for PS4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch on October 1st. It's described as part JRPG, part brawler, mixing Japanese tropical environments with Western hip-hop-like aesthetics. It's all set in an alternate 1990s in the fictional island of New Koza. Oh, that's probably a play on Yakuza and New York, probably. Steam version trailer and description for the game can be found below. It looks like old school goodness, man. I'm looking at it like this actually looks really, really cool. If you like the,
I've heard there were some balance issues, but maybe they've ironed that out since then.
Yeah, hopefully. Wyland says no desire for Ratchet and Clank. Well, you sir are wrong. He also says I won't get a Series X. Well, yeah, because PC probably. I'm guessing.
Wyland, yeah, did you see the price of that stupid expansion card?
Yeah, I did, man. The
true cost of the Xbox Series X.
Yeah, the SSD you're talking about.
You probably won't need it for a while, but like, it's something I'd rather wait until the end of the life cycle to pick up.
Yeah, at that price, man, just delete games
because hopefully it'll drop massively in price.
Yeah, it better, man, because $260. For an SSD drive, like for that thing, is going to be insanely crazy. I know there's going to be people willing to pay it.
Apparently, they haven't admitted external drives that are that fast yet.
Yeah, not yet. Not yet. But I'm sure that'll.
Because the way this one works is that you're basically plugging it into the PCIe port.
Yeah. $260 is the rumored price tag for that. Xbox. No,
it's actually 220.
220? Okay, I heard 260. I saw 260 somewhere, but if you saw 220, we'll go with 220. Even 220 is disgusting. So, and I don't know what the PlayStation plans on doing for their, you know, for expanding their, because their hard drive's less than a terabyte. So that's pretty sick, man. It's like 800 and. I mean, the games are going to be like 100 gig or so, you know, some of them. I mean, you're looking at like maybe...
Well, if you're playing AAA games, yeah.
But... Yeah, you're looking at like 8 AAA games, which is easy to do in a year or less, man. So there's...
That's all this means is I'll just uninstall it when I'm not playing it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's true.
And anything that isn't a PS4 or Xbox Series X game is getting put onto an external.
Yeah. Yeah, it's exactly what that means. All right, let's move on to some Titanic news, Eric.
We've got Microsoft buying Bethesda.
Yes.
So maybe Microsoft can put all its dollars into making Bethesda not skimp on things.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully, man, that would be... That'd be ideal.
Wondering what will happen to multi-platform games like Doom. I'm pretty sure they'll still be multi-platform because Microsoft's been working with other platform holders to put their games on other platforms.
Yeah. Breakman's in chat crying. He says, wow, he started the show even without trying to call me. How dare you, sir? You're the one that told me you'd be late. Let me try getting you on in here. Breakman, he says, I see how it works. I gave you a huge compliment, Break, man, before we even started the show, so how dare you? I'm going to add Break right now. We're just in the middle of news, man. Let's get Break, man, in, see what he says about this Bethesda.
You sure you aren't pretending to be MXT? Or are you sure he's an MXT?
Oh, that's true. He could be MXT. Let's find out. Let's give him a call and see if this is actually MXT. Trying to get a hold of him now. Break, man, pick up your phone, you son of a bitch. You know, we're trying to get you. Breakman, do we have you on the line? Or
Vince Vader hostage.
Yeah. Is this MXT or is this Breakman?
Well, let me see here. I've been sitting here in chat and on Skype maybe like 8 minutes now, sitting here waiting. And
8 minutes? How dare you?
I've,
Why didn't you?
I have been sitting here waiting for you to call me, and instead you've started the show without me.
How dare you? How dare you not even?
Me? How dare you started the show?
How dare you not even?
I was going to be late, and then I got here on time because I decided because you know I've been busy. I needed a shower, but I wanted to be on time for the show.
I'm sorry. What was that first part that you said? Just so the audience knows, Breakman. Just so they know.
What?
The first thing that you said.
Wrong?
You said, I tweeted you. What did you tweet me, Brandon?
I tweeted you that I was going to be late. Right?
Okay. All right.
But then, you know, you didn't.
He ended up not being late. I guess.
Well, okay. I didn't see.
A couple minutes late. Like 7:02. But
oh, yeah, okay. Sure. So you were late, but just not as late as you thought you were going to be.
No, I was like normal late.
Just like normal weights. Okay, my bad, Breakman. You are in.
And I'm sweating and dirty and covered in paint and stuff, and I was going to take a shower when I got here.
Yeah.
But then I just said I got priorities and I got to do a show.
That's right. See?
You're waiting in chat.
Priorities is this show is definitely a priority over hygiene, right? I mean, that's just how it is.
You don't have to smell me. I do.
You're making a sacrifice, Brake. You're making a sacrifice. Okay. Well, we are just talking about the massive story, Brake, man. We're only like, what, three stories in. So it's not like you're missing much, Brake. But the story here.
I wish you'd wait until the news was over to call me, but whatever.
That's exactly. I think that's why you did that. So you didn't have to do the news.
Shit, did I say that out loud?
All right. Xbox is now the owner of Bethesda, Breakman. What are
and
your
all
thoughts?
All the studios, Obsidian.
Yep.
Which makes sense considering Avowed was shown at their direct thing.
So what are your...
Let's hope it doesn't happen to Bethesda as, you know, every other company.
Yeah, they shut it down.
We buy a company, that would be like you die.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the only company that survived pretty much is Rare.
Yeah, I know, and that's weird.
And even then, it's barely considered survival. It's just
it's nothing like
it used to be.
Yeah, I mean they work on like Avatar shit and stuff like that. You know,
they work on Avatar stuff and like shitty like mobile shit and stuff like that.
I like Microsoft and Xbox and whatever, but they kill companies. That's what they do.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't think I'm happy to hear this.
Yeah. All right, Brake, do you have your links up or do you need a minute?
Wait, what store are we on?
We are on the Metal Gear store.
Metal Gear?
Yes.
Metal Gear?
Metal Gear.
Well, and then some.
Metal Gear.
But there are caveats of this story. I'll tell
Metal
you.
Load. You're not loading. Here we go. Gamatsu, coming to us live from them. Metal Gear Solid. Metal Gear Solid 2 Substance. Substance. And Konami. I know, I'm just kidding. Konami Collector Series Castlevania and Contra Raider for PC in Taiwan.
It's Substance, Breakman, just to let you know.
So, yeah, all these games that you mentioned are on GOG, not Steam.
Yeah. Are they.
And the Castlevania Contra Collection was this shitty emulated port garbage that came out on Windows 95, I think.
Ouch.
PC. And it doesn't have proper controller support. But leaving out Metal Gear 2 is just weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
There should be multiple versions of Metal Gear, you know? If they're doing like a Metal Gear Collection, there were multiple versions of the original. There are multiple versions of the sequel. We should get all of those.
Well, I know they're doing like a remaster version of what is it? Metal. I don't know if
that's
it's
a rumor. It's a rumor that they're remaking Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah. So
like they shoved all those versions.
Which is weird.
Contra.
It's like there was already a remake that's perfectly fine. You could just and then again and again they probably have to do it because Nintendo owns most of those rights for distribution.
Yeah.
So, they've got several different versions of every Contra game in the Contra collection, and most of them are just palette swaps stuff, you know?
Yeah, but, I know, man.
I don't see why they can't do that with Metal Gear. Why can't we get all the versions of the different
Maybe they're getting them out slowly, and these are just the first ones they could do quickly.
Yeah. Okay, well, we need to move on.
I don't give them the benefit of the doubt. How dare they? They need to work on this.
I think Konami does need to do an HD port of PlayStation 4 and 5 for a Metal Gear Solid HD collection.
Yeah, that would be cool. It will.
And a port of 4, even though 4 is kind of garbage.
Yeah, well, I guess. But we'll get more as we get information. We'll give you guys information. Weiland gave us some breaking news in chat. He said, "Scream Factory bringing Army of Darkness to 4K Ultra HD. That should come out next year." So, and which is weird because he said there's no 4K, restoration.
How do you make a 4K?
I guess you have to scan. Yeah, you have to scan. You have to do like a. I don't know what they did with Texas Chainsaw, but that was a great 4K scan on Blu-ray. So I don't. Maybe it's kind of the same thing. We'll wait on that. We'll get some more information on that as well. Move on to the next story from Gamatsu. If my thing decides to load as well, R-Type Final 2 launches in spring 2021. Crowdfunding side-scrolling shoot 'em up sequel gets a release window. So, all you R-Type fans rejoice because you're getting it spring of next year. So, there's enhanced playability, full of exciting and enjoyable elements. So, this is probably going to be the best R-Type ever.
I don't know. I think some people didn't like Final.
Yeah.
So Final 2 is kind of like their way of saying we fucked up Final, so here's this.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. But it got funded, so look forward to that spring 2021. All right, Eric, you're up.
No, they just take the Final Fantasy's definition of final. Oh, final. Yeah, that means we'll do another, right?
That means we'll do 10 more or 14
that
more.
That means ongoing.
Yeah.
Did anybody play R-Type Command on the PSP? There is a sequel to that, which never got released in the U.S. or Europe, which sucked. I heard it was fun.
No, I never played it.
Yeah. Okay. Next story, I think it's Eric's turn.
Yeah. Cotton Reboot has been dated for Japan. And Cotton is a shooter which you play as a girl witch, so it's a cute-em-up type deal. Anyways, it's coming out February 25th next year, and no price announced, but a Steam version of the game is also planned, which suggests that it's getting localized.
All right. Okie dokie.
And the game will have a new mode called Split Shot and score boosting, or mechanics, not modes, but Jewel Fever systems for games range mode, as well as an easy mode for newcomers, an extreme mode for veteran players who want to hurt themselves.
Those people are sick.
The game is based on the X68K version of the Cotton.
Yeah. Sick masochists.
I'm so happy they got an easy mode on this game. That right there puts
that probably means free play.
Yeah, probably. That's cool. That's good, and it's a very inclusive game. Anything else, Eric?
Because you can crank the dipset sweating settings on that Sekiro collections, the both of them, to easy, the super easy difficulty. But once you get to the final levels of the game, if you lose all your lives and you continue, you have to start over that level from the beginning.
Ouch.
And that's really annoying in Soul Divide, because Soul Divide's final levels are a boss rush.
Yeah. Okay, anything else on that, Eric?
But the problem is it's not just boss after boss. You have to fight a few enemies before each boss, so it's kind of like a mini level. But no, that's it.
All right, Breakman, you're up.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Brigadine, the Legend of Runercia, coming to PlayStation 4 on December 10th. Runercia.
Yes, do you have any Grey Poupon with that, Breakman? I love that.
Oh, Grey Poupon, how passe.
All right, anything else on that?
Coming to PS4 on December 10th in Japan alongside major update. Well, why can't they just fucking release a game when it's done and stuff?
Yeah, they probably should have, because, the one thing that bothered me about the Switch game is that once you get into combat with an enemy unit, it doesn't do like a battle scene. It just has them right on the screen. And the thing is, they're already zoomed out pretty far, so you can't really tell what they're doing anyway.
Oof.
It was very uninspired looking. The game felt cheap. So maybe the update's about that.
Yeah, Freak Five.
We can hope so, but again, like, it's, please finish your games. Like, publishers, stop making developers rush their shit out. Quit being assholes, okay?
Yeah. Freak Five's in chat. What's up, Freak Five? And also, I saw another chatter in there. Need him, I guess, is how you pronounce that.
I thought you were saying Need Hyman.
Well, that's like, it. Kind of looks like that. Look at the name. Like, that's kind of how it looks.
Do you need to break the hymen, or do you need to replace yours?
Yeah, let's. Or, yeah.
Like, what is that surgery they do?
Replace the He Man.
The He Man. Yeah, there you go.
Replace the woman's He Man.
All right, let's quickly move on from that death trap and talk about Death Come True. For the PS4 has been delayed. Publisher is Zangi Games and developer Tokyo Games. Is that a play on Tokyo? Probably. Have delayed the PlayStation 4 version of Death Come True from its previously planned October 15th release date to an unannounced date. Due to an issue flagged up requiring a fix after passing the Sony Interactive Entertainment QA test, we were postponing the release. They said in a tweet, "We offer our heartfelt apologies to everyone. We will provide an update with a new release when a new release date is confirmed." So that's good on them to come out and say, you know, it's our bad. You know, we passed the test, but we're not going to do like what we said last time. Do a day one patch. We're doing, you know, we're releasing the game intact. You know, so there you go. It's going to be released a little bit later. So, good news there. What do you gents think?
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it sucks. Delays suck, yeah. Of course.
No, it's fine.
This is one of those visual novels that has live action actors as the backdrops for the images.
That's kind
of
cool.
What did I just say before? Like, finish your games before you put them out. I appreciate delays. Get it done.
Get it done the right way.
If it's not ready, you know, yeah. Admit it, and that's fine.
If it's a delay,
I don't think the game's been localized yet, but yeah. It probably will be soon.
If it's a delay because you know, you're trying to add microtransactions or something, then you know, fuck you. But other than that, you know, we're good. All right.
Or delayed like Black Widow for absolutely no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, at this point. Exactly into next year now somewhere sometime. Bullshit.
They have to have it in a movie theater with crowds, I guess, for whatever reason.
You know what? It boggles my mind too, Breakman. I totally agree. All right, Eric, you're up. Azure Lane.
Azure Lane. That's right. Azure Lane is coming to Switch in the West, because it already released in Japan, but it'll release sometime in 2021, no real date, so whatever.
Yeah, why did they even like come out with these press releases when they don't even know the date, man? I just don't get it. It's like, it's not going to add any new...
They're probably accounting for COVID and all the other stuff they're doing next year.
I guess, but like, wait till closer to like... anyways, whatever. Okay.
Yeah, until we have a date. Like, oh, it's coming to the West. Well, do you have a date? No. Well, then it's not actually coming.
Yeah, then it's not news. You know,
I just hope they're not hiring Ghostlight to do this port, because Ghostlight's ports are garbage.
Yeah, they are. They really are. All right, Breakman, you are up, sir.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Mad Father Remake announced for Switch and PC. Publisher Playism and developer Sin have announced a remake of the December 2012 released freeware survival horror RPG Mad Father for Switch and PC. It will launch this fall. Original Mad Father is currently available in English for PC via Steam for $249.99. The remake will feature enhanced quality, enhanced reformed graphics. I'm sorry, let me start over.
I think the original is also on Switch.
Did you say $249.99? So $249.99?
$249, I'm sorry.
I think when it originally launched, it was like closer to $10, but it's down.
I need to start over. But Yeah, this game's coming. There you go.
Yeah.
End of story.
Breakman's like, fuck this. I love making fun of you, Breakman. You're like the best.
This is a fun what? This is a fun horror game that Frank would like.
Yeah.
It's a fun horror game.
Yeah. I'm going to get this when it comes out because it does look interesting.
Like I said, you can get the Switch version, I think.
Yeah. It's out. Yeah. Okay. All right. How much is it?
Remake.
Do you know how much it is, Eric?
I have to look it up.
All right.
At least I think it's on the Switch. I might be thinking of another Switch game, though.
All right. Okay.
You don't want a horror game?
I want horror games and horror games, Breakman.
I think it'd be kind of cool. We don't have any horror games, you know, where you're actually a brothel.
Run a brothel.
Exactly. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. I see. We're on the same page, Breakman. We're on
the madam or the pimp of your own brothel.
Just call it brothel sim.
Brothel sim.
So they'd have to call it something else.
Well, like, you could level up your... It could be like an RPG. You could level up your characters, you know? Like, if you do, like 10 dudes in, like, a certain amount of time, you level up, or, you know, you get certain trophies for, you know, doing, like, you know, wicked like positions.
At higher level, like, you get, like, twins to come to be your... Yeah! Stuff like that. Yeah, like
twins.
It increases. You get more and more women. And the quality of the women goes up.
I mean, you could do both men and women, you know? We don't want to disclude anybody.
So Mad Father isn't on Switch, but the remake's coming to Switch.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought, Eric. But all right,
I was probably thinking of another horror game that was like made in the same engine. Yeah. So,
all right, I like our idea, Breakman, for sure. But let's move on to, speaking of running and gunning, run and gun shooter Mighty Goose announced for PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, and that's all we got is just an announcement. So, what is that from the
logo here? They totally ripped off the Metal Slug from Metal Slug.
Yeah, yeah. What were you saying, Break?
And this is basically Contra.
Yeah, what were you saying, Break?
Mighty Max's lame cousin, Mighty Goose.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
This is what Mighty Ducks should have been.
Yeah, exactly. Here's some key features. Fast-paced running.
Sequel to Untitled Goose Game.
Yeah.
They gave title now.
Yeah, exactly. Here's some key features. Fast-paced run-and-gun experience with tight controls. Battle against screen-filling bosses that will test your skill, timing, and dodging. Customize your playing style using a combination of upgrade chips, secondary weapons, and assist characters. Pilot devastating war machine vehicles to decimate large groups of enemies. Beautifully crafted, vibrant pixel art worlds, vehicles, and characters. Amazing soundtrack featuring crunchy synth rock, never even heard that term, and funky jazz fusion melodies. Composed by...
You're making stuff up now.
Yeah, I know. Composed by Dominic Ninmark from Moonrider, Blazing Chrome, and Gravity Circuit.
The Blazing Chrome soundtrack is great.
The Blazing Chrome soundtrack. Here's
a crunchy.
Yeah, there's a little there's a little reveal trailer, and it does have really nice art. I don't really want to play the music because I don't want to get copyright strike. You know that little clip I played of Eddie Murphy a couple weeks back? Uh-huh. I got copyright strike for that, man. It was fucked up, man.
But
I'm like,
yeah, whenever you do the Corey Feldman video, nothing.
Yeah, nothing. I could play that.
Why, damn you, Corey? Do something to stop it.
I could play that all day long. All day long. All night long. You know how that goes. All right, Eric, you have the honor of the last story.
Wouldn't Break better do this, though?
Okay, yeah. Let's let Break do it.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, the long-rumored Mass Effect Trilogy remaster has apparently slipped to 2021. Well, wait, so you're not even confirming it? But
they only just barely announced it, and now we're hearing that it's been delayed. I didn't think it was ever going to be released this year anyway.
Yeah.
A new report says the planned surprise October reveal, followed by a fast turnaround to release, has now been postponed, with the game now set for early 2021. RPG Site had also heard about a originally planned October release timing from separate and verifiable sources. But VentureBeat's latest revelation cast that information is now sadly no longer accurate. The report says the major contributing factor to the delay, along with development struggles related to ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, is the status of the original Mass Effect. While the second and third games of the series are quite similar in visuals and gameplay, the original Mass Effect is a deeply experimental game made by BioWare, still getting to grips with Unreal Engine and still figuring out exactly what sort of game and the shooting-driven Mass Effect is. It appears their desire to bring the original Mass Effect more in line with its sequels for the remaster, and that is helping to hold things up. So, it's going to be a completely new game, basically.
You know what I'm hoping? I'm hoping that they didn't, like, mess up with the soundtrack. Here's a little bit of the soundtrack.
So what I want to know is the Switch version just a simple port, then?
Yeah. Here's a little taste of the soundtrack to Mass Effect. Baby, let's go for it. Let's go. How's that, Breakman?
Mass Effect does have a exceptional soundtrack.
It does.
How dare you?
It does.
How dare you?
I mean, just listen to it.
I love the Mass Effect games. I love your music in these games. This is Frank. Send all your hate mail
to him.
You want to kill somebody, not me.
I'm telling you, this has to be the best track on that Mass Effect soundtrack. You know what I really like? I like the fact that they let you do Michael Jackson breakdancing moves in the game, you know, while you're trying to smooth over ladies and stuff.
So, like, it's basically a Groovatron attack.
Yeah. Dungeon says, hey, I don't remember this fighting the Harbingers. Dungeon, take one more quick Zeke listen.
Codes.
Take one more quick listen, and it might jar your memory. Hold on, let's let it breathe a little bit here. Not gonna stop till you reach the top, Dungeon. That's
That is an original. You're right. Yep.
So there you go. Maybe I had a version of the game.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Venture Beats report also mentions the Legendary Edition will include all the DLC for the three games, but skip the multiplayer component of the third Mass Effect game, which is a shame. I love that multiplayer.
Yeah.
Despite the allegedly delayed release, we may very well get some hints of the project in the near future. November 7th is, you know, Mass Effect.
Oh, look, Dungeon has confirmed what I said. He says, oh, hey, maybe that played during the elevator loading screens reaching the top sounds about right. So
I think so. Yeah, that was an original Mass Effect. That's sad day for all of us.
Just remember, everybody, just go for it, just go for it. Freak 5 says, I may have given Breakman a sweeto this week. Oh, that's interesting. So when we get there. So there you go. All right, homie discount.
I just got a message. Let me read. Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Wow, that would have been like really breaking news. But there you go. Okay, homie discount. We still got the PlayStation PS Plus for $32. PlayStation's running a plethora of sales as well as Xbox. I looked over. It's all pretty much the same stuff. There's nothing really super new. So just, you know, go look. It's the usual normal, you know, sales. I think they have Witcher 3 on both systems for sale for like $15, and you know, at this point, who doesn't have Witcher 3? You know, honestly. So,
I'm kind of waiting. Now I'm just gonna get the PS5 version, I think.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Eric. It's a great game. I just hit and killed a squirrel. I was driving past it and ran in front. Oh God, Freak 5, you have betrayed your kin race, man. Squirrel tries to save versus car, failed, Dungeon says. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, you have to be careful now. See, you killed one of their scouts.
Yep.
Now the hunting party is going to go and find out what happened.
Ooh, man.
You're going to fuck up your shit.
Yeah.
His car didn't earn 5 points of experience, though, so that's good.
That reminds me of a review that I do have, and I'm going to mark it down. So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you might have to go run over some more to get that car leveled up, because he's going to need it for the battle ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Break.
And before a song to play in the background.
Yeah. Break, should I hit your music?
No.
Nothing for Breakman this week?
You were
on such
a
streak. You had like two or three. Like, what the hell?
I had two last week, remember?
Yeah. No, but I mean like 2-3 weeks in a row you had like... some stuff in Dear Breakman, and nothing this week. Huh?
I'll, you know what? I'm going to log on right now. And
you know, you guys don't necessarily have to send him questions. You could just tell him how much you appreciate his help from earlier.
Thank you for saving my life. You know what? You're welcome. You don't have to thank me for it. I appreciate it.
There you go. All right.
No, there's nothing else in here. Somebody celebrating that they bought a copy of Mario, the Mario, what do you call it? The All-Stars.
3D too. All-Stars, yeah.
Yeah, Mario 3D All-Stars.
Was that me?
I don't know. So they said you can enjoy that I got my copy of it or something like that. I'm just
That's best.
Buy a switch break. Yeah.
Let me see. How excited are you for me to have received this today?
Who sent that?
That was Drinks with Josh.
Oh, Drinks with Josh. Oh, Drinks with Josh. Josh is another podcast. Check that podcast out. So, all right, cool. All right, so let's move on to.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman. So, what have you been playing?
A little bit of stuff I'm still playing, you know, the little bit more of Star Wars and some what's it called, Injustice 2, and trying to level up my characters.
You're really getting your money's worth out of Battlefront, man. Like I played and beat that game and I left it down, but you're going all in on that multiplayer.
Yeah, I like the multiplayer.
Yeah,
and plus it's still all. Game that's in my drive, and I don't feel like getting up and
You need a digital console, man. You need the digital PS5 when it comes.
I got plenty of downloads. I can just switch playing it downloads anytime.
Yeah. All right. Injustice 2 and Final Fantasy 15, I think.
Yeah, a little bit of that. Just trying to level up in both of those games. God, it's taking forever now that like the post game level, like once you hit 99, after that it takes over a million experience to level up each level. It's just like fuck.
Yeah.
I'm going through like the end game dungeons, and I have to keep repeating through them to get one level. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, that does suck, man. Yeah. Okay.
I fucking hate Tomberries. God damn those fucking pieces of little shit. Motherfuckers with their lantern and their knives. Ugh. Like, that piece of shit should be an easy kill. No. It's like this murder machine.
It's like the first time you ever went up against a Marlboro. You're like, oh, this is like Final Fantasy's version of Beholder. I should just be able to, you know, run right through this one. And it's like, nope.
All of a sudden you're poisoned, you're blind, you're insane. Yeah. Like, what the hell happened to my entire party?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Hate that shit, man. Yep. Okay. Eric, what have you been playing, my friend?
Just more Super Mario 64, and then I finished that. I didn't get the 120 stars, so I just went to Super Mario Sunshine instead. And I played some more Hades, and I also played some Alwa's Legacy, which is a sequel to Alwa's Awakening.
Yeah. Cool. Dungeon says, Tunberries are so mean. Yeah, they are. They're mean. Wyland says he's been playing Dark Souls 2. Oh, that's cool, man. Maybe you can teach me how to play that fucking game, because I didn't have a hard time with Dark Souls 1 as much as Dark Souls 2, and Dark Souls 2 just ripped me a new one, and I had to put that game down. I didn't have the patience for it, but all right. Anything else, Eric, that you've been playing? I think I got all yours.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, I also played a little, just a smidge of 3D All-Stars just to check out all three games and how they looked. And other than Mario 64, they look pretty good. Was a little disappointed that they didn't do widescreen on 3D or on 64. But
The one thing I really would have appreciated they had done was to tweak Sunshine so that you can carry all three secondary nozzle forms at once.
Yeah.
Just swap between them.
Yeah. Dungeon is giving you good advice here, Break. He says, I go all out when I see Tunberries. Summons, massive attacks, spells, everything to nuke it before it does anything. It's a way to do it, man.
I hate those little fuckers. Man, you're fucking pricks. Like, I mean, seriously, they look like this weak little piece of shit.
Yeah.
And they instant kill you.
Yeah.
One hit can one kill. Like, oh, what? What, I'm dead? Just attack.
Be thankful that you'll never fight more than three Tonberries at any given point.
Yeah, exactly. Wyland says...
And then they throw a Master Tonberry at you, which is even harder.
Yeah, exactly.
They send those in groups too, actually. Yeah.
Wyland says you can cheese the first boss in two ways. You know, I never know how to cheese bosses, Wyland. Like, every time I get to one in one of the Souls games, it's like this big event, and I have such a hard time, like, surviving for a little bit, you know, than finding ways to cheese the boss. Like, I don't get how you guys do that. Like,
the first boss in 2 is really, really simple, because he's a big giant. He's slow as hell.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
You gotta get out of the way of his arms.
Duh, yeah. Okay, let's
like getting a boss caught on something and then getting back and safe distance and sniping them until they're dead.
Yeah. Dungeon says he's finally working his way through Trails in the Sky. SC, I've had it in my library for years, got started a long time ago but never got too far because there was another game I probably got more into. You know, Dungeon, I have that problem too. There was a game, I can't remember what it was, that I beat fairly recently that I was, like, really surprised. I'm like, God damn, I can't believe I beat that game after all these years. You know, it's like one of those type of things. But, okay.
You got, like, a save file close to the end.
Another way to make the first boss of Dark Souls 2 easy is to summon Pate, which you can't do until you talk to him. Yeah. Which means you have to fall for his trap. But you don't actually have to fall for his trap. All you have to do is talk to him, then go up the side of the building on the other side and then hack your way through the cart that's in your way and then kill all the enemies and then trigger the gate closing and then work your way back out.
Yeah. Well, that's some good advice, Eric. See, how do you know these things, though? I think it's just interneting. But, okay, let's move on to...
RP Grinders reviews.
Eric, I didn't see anything for reviews for you. Break, did you have a review?
Lufei's talking about Tower Knight from Demon's Souls, not Dark Souls 2.
Oh, yeah, no, he was talking. Oh, yeah. You can shoot it.
I arrowed that motherfucker.
One
the,
HP.
The other way is to shoot his leg and then fall over and get out the hell out of his way when he does.
Yeah.
Because then he'll be stunned for, like, nearly forever. Yeah. You might be able to finish him off before he gets back up.
Yeah. All right, Break, did you have a review?
No, I can't think of anything.
Okay. I have a real quick review.
It's mostly sports for me this couple weeks.
Oh, yeah. I've been watching the Nuggets getting their ass kicked, but that's par for the course. They were down 3-1, down 3-1, and now they're down 3-1 again. So hopefully they can come back.
That
and...
has got to be infuriating as a fan.
It is, because...
He's talking about Dragon Rider.
I
never tried sniping him from that, but the other way to cheese him is to just knock him off a platform by not raising the arena up so that he can't fall.
Okay. So I have a quick review of a movie called Rotten Tail. It stars Corin Nemec, if you guys can remember that dude.
You need a refresher on that one. I don't recognize that name.
Here, I'll put it up on screen. I mean, you recognize him. Let's see. I forgot what he was in, but I remember from just a bunch of cheesy B movies and, you know, a bunch of, you know, stupid shit like that. But he was in The Stand. He was horrible in The Stand, the TV show. Let me put up an image so people can kind of see Corin Nemec. Does anybody in chat remember Corin Nemec? Let's see here. Let's get this going. Boom. All right. I don't know why this does it this way, but there's pictures of Corin Nemec. I don't know if anybody knows who he is, but he's been in a bunch of little parts in different series, but he stars as the titular character.
You said tit.
Yeah, I did. I said tit. Peter Cotton. But the movie is called Rotten. What is it called? Rotten Tail. Basically, starring a man messed with a rabbit hybrid. You know, accident gone wrong, kind of a la Spider-Man type thing. And let me just save you guys a lot of time. This movie's not worth watching. It's a B movie that I wasted a good chunk of you know, the better part of an hour and a half watching. But there is one scene that is funny as hell, involving him shitting his pants. And that's all I'm going to say on that front. So there you go. Let's see. I saw a movie a few months back that was about a killer recliner. This is probably it's probably way better than this one. Freak 5. It's pretty bad. He was in Stargate. Weiland says Jonas Quinn. Yep. Yes, he was. Weiland, that's good observation there. Bernie's in chat. She says, we started that recliner movie. I don't think we finished it. I don't think we finished it either. I think that was on Amazon Prime. Took over when they killed off Daniel Jackson. Yeah, I remember Weiland. Yep. Okay, so not worth your time. I'm giving it, you know, I love B-movies, and this was definitely a B-movie. But I'm going to give it, just for that one scene, I'm going to give it a 3 out of 10. So not a high recommendation. Just fast forward to the part where he shits his pants, and it's a funny-ass scene. So Dungeon says there's an attack in Marvel's Avengers that can toss bosses off a rooftop area. They can keep their massive health bar on the way down. Yeah. That's the way to do it if you can cheese them.
Do they, like, Wilhelm scream on the way down? Because that's...
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yep, exactly. All right. Yep. All right, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment. Oh, not that one. I don't know why I did that. Jesus Christ, man. I hit the wrong button. It's this one.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
All right, Breakman, you are up.
Okay, I got two before we get to the main one. I know it's yours, so it's not on the list here. One is we were having lots of software problems at work this week, and it's just been a fucking mess. And, you know, one thing after another, 2020. So, And then the President of the United States saying that he is not going to turn over a peaceful office, you know.
No, yeah, peaceful transfer of power is what you're talking about.
He's not going to do that at all. He's refusing to. And once again, the Republican Party, I mean, they said they said, "Oh, it's going to be peaceful," but not one of them comes to you know, say, "Hey, that's wrong. Trump can't say that," you know.
Yeah.
Not one of them will admonish him even when they disagree with him.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that break, but like I said, you know, fascism just kind of creeps in. So is this the moment? You know, is this the moment that the United States is completely asleep and Trump assumes total power? We'll find out.
For example, like I was just scrolling on Twitter. Twitter's another stinko lately because I'm just not having as much fun because I'm just getting blocked by people and stuff. They're not – like the MAGA people aren't engaging me anymore. Yeah. So it sucks.
It's not
so
fun.
Like,
yeah,
I know. I'm just like feel like I'm yelling at them and they're like, no, scary. Well, like – and one of them was like – like fascism, look it up. Like, except for that far right thing, it's exactly like the Democratic Party right now.
Oh boy.
What?
Projection.
Okay, well, I'll do that right now. I'm gonna look up fascism. Fascism, a far right extreme. Dude, those are like the first fucking words in the definition. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's like, I just. You know, it's not even the fact that it's a Republican doing it. It could have been a Democrat just as well. Like you know. But
the way our two-party system is, yeah,
it happens so slyly. Like, I mean, that's why I don't think Trump is going to follow through because he's incompetent and he wouldn't be able to pull it off. But imagine somebody like Mike Pence in the same mindset as Trump, Breakman. It would have got done, and it would have got done with like nobody even saying anything or doing anything or thinking about it or you know, anything that's going on right now. So yeah, I definitely agree with you, man, for sure. What else you got, Breakman?
No, that's it. But I know there's the other one, the big one that's coming. So I'm gonna step on heels.
It's okay, man. There's I've got a few, but Eric, I didn't see any stinkos. Do you have any?
No.
Okay. Since we're on the Republican thing, let me quickly mention this. Republican hypocrisy. I'm neither Democrat or Republican, so I don't really care what people think about me one way or the other. But, you know, I remember when Obama was trying to appoint Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court, how the Republicans said, oh, it's an election year and you can't do that and blah, blah, blah. All this bullshit, right? Well, now that it's their turn to get yet another one, which, by the way, I blame Ruth Bader Ginsburg for not getting the fuck out of there years ago when, you know, Obama had it. She could have retired when Obama was in office and Obama could have got somebody in there and that would have been no problem. But now here we are, that she stayed on because she didn't think that Obama would have appointed a liberal enough judge, which was horseshit. But, you know, whatever. Even if it was middle of the road centrist, it would have been way better than anything, you know, that happened after. So, you know, I kind of blame her in a way, but, you know, whatever. She's gone and no longer with us, and we got to deal with it. And by the way,
well, the lifetime appointment thing is a lot of a problem.
Somebody
in bad health shouldn't – I mean, as much as she fought and did and was hardworking throughout her life and probably up to the end, like, yeah, her bad health made it – impossible to do her job. Yeah. Had to.
Ro Khanna brought up an interesting thing. He's introducing legislation that limits, like term limits, Supreme Court justices to 18 years, plus every sitting president has a chance to appoint two new ones every 4 years, which I think is actually spot on and super fair. Because if you're a Republican, you can put in two Republican judges. If you're a Democrat, you can put in two, you know, Democratic judges. So whatever.
We need to expand the Supreme Court for one thing. Like, this whole nine justices thing is stupid.
I guess any odd number. I don't care. I mean, if it was
right, but I'm just saying it doesn't. Especially right now, it doesn't give a full representation of people of America.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah.
And nine judges just isn't enough.
Yeah, maybe 13, maybe 15 would be proper. You're right, Brakeman. But the Democrats have an opportunity, if Biden wins, to change that. All they got to do is get rid of the filibuster and just, you know, appoint four new judges, but they won't do it. You know, they're spineless.
They love the filibuster.
Yeah.
They like it just as much as the Republicans.
Yep, they love it. And it's like, you know, until you get rid of the filibuster, it's, you know. And the Republicans will one day when it's their turn. So
yeah, see, and it shouldn't be like this, though, because like Dunchibus says, we need robots in the Supreme Court. He's right, because the Supreme Court is not supposed to be political. It's supposed to be an apolitical system, but it isn't.
I totally agree with that, 100%. Like, if there were robots that were programmed with just the law and how the law should work and can form opinions, you know, have an AI that forms opinion based solely on the laws,
right,
then I'm all for that. Fuck yeah. Right. Fuck yeah. Why not? Freak5 says, Stinko's job gave PS5s to 100 employees. He didn't get one. Damn, 100 employees. They had 100 PS5s? Holy shit, man. That sucks.
Yeah, like 100 employees would be like a drop in the bucket at my company, too, I'm guessing, for him.
Yeah.
San Francisco.
Republicans threw a fit because they made up a conspiracy that Obama's going to do what Trump says he's going to do. Exactly. No one at his location got a PS5. That sucks, man. We need robots in the Supreme Court.
Well, at least
the
Cumbrake guy didn't.
Yeah. Who needs human? Dungeon, that's actually an idea. Like, you know, forming opinions based on, you know, political ideology is just nonsense. So that's one of my stinkos. I'm going to go to these other ones and I'll get to a big one.
Yeah.
I had a couple of Starbucks Karens today as I was waiting in line at GameStop. They were managers at Starbucks, and they were giving the people that were in line for GameStop a hard time, saying that they called the police and the health department because we weren't standing 6 feet away and we were blocking their doorway. And they came all the way over to kind of the front of the GameStop to tell us that. And I looked at them and I was like, the first thing I said is, you Karens need to get back in your store and leave us the fuck alone. That's what I told them. Because first of all, we are all, you know, very respectfully away from us. We all have our mask on. So if you want to endanger people's lives by calling the police, then go for it. You know, because I'll tell you what, I'll tell you the same thing I'll tell the police. Fuck off. We're on a public sidewalk. There's nothing you can do. Get the fuck out of here. And everybody looked at me, looked at them, they left, and everybody appreciated me for that. So that was my first stinko, is the Starbucks Karens trying to get us to move into the street of all places, which I refused to do. So fuck them. And then there were two guys. I got in line, and I was the 10th person in line. And I thought, man, I don't even know if I got a chance of getting this, but I'll give it a shot. And these two guys decided that they wanted to go to the front of the line and put their chairs there. And I told them, I was not in a mood today, guys. Like, no, hell no. I was like, you know, you guys are going to have to come back here, right? I was like, this ain't going to work. And they were like, well, we were in our car. We were here first. We were here since. I was like, no, you weren't. I saw you motherfuckers pull up in your car and get out, go to the back of the line, and decide that you were going to try to cut the front of the line. So we'll see how this is going to work out. And eventually, I won because they left, which was good for me, because I'll tell you about that in a minute. And then I'm going to get to the final one. Everybody knows who Breonna Taylor was. She was the EMT that was gunned down by police officers after the boyfriend tried to protect them as they did a no-knock warrant, which, why are no-knocks still a thing? And they broke into the wrong house and they killed her. I don't care what the...
And just to, like, clarify, like, apparently, like, they broke into the house and he had a gun.
Yes.
He was defending his home, so he fired at, you know, the intruders.
Right.
The intruders, being cops, fired into a... They basically fired into a dark building that they could not see, which is against the rules, you know, of the police rules. It should be, like, against the law, period.
Right, right.
They do not know what they're shooting at. There could have been hostages.
Right.
There could have been innocent people, which, yes, there was an innocent person, and they killed her.
Yep. And last I heard, you break into somebody's house, that's against the law. So there were laws broken, but we got this thing called qualified immunity for police that protects them from every fucking thing. And until we get rid of qualified immunity...
Into a room that's... They can't see what they're shooting at. Like, yep. I said, there could have been a baby in there.
So three officers were charged, or two of them were not charged, and one was charged not with killing Breonna Taylor, but one was charged with wanton endangerment because one of his bullets went through a wall. And I'm like, and by the way, he's going to get away. Like, they're going to go to trial, and it's going to be this dog and pony show, and he's not going to get anything. And here we are, right? Breonna Taylor's murderers are still out there. So, you know. When we talk about police brutality, this is the ultimate right here. This woman, this EMT, this hero, who probably saved more lives than these cops would ever even contemplate saving, killed one of the best of us. And if everybody is not upset about it, then you're not worth paying attention to at all. And I wish nothing but the worst for you, your family, whoever the fuck you're involved with, because you're a fucking worthless piece of shit, man. And it pisses me off. They broke into the wrong house after a suspect that was in custody, Freak 5 says. They tried to charge her boyfriend, and they also tried to get her ex to lie and say she was involved in his crime. Yep. And his crime should have had no bearing on anything that happened there, Freak 5, to be honest. I don't give a fuck if he had murdered somebody in 1978 and, you know, he was, you know, I don't care. Like, that, none of that matters. That's all distraction and nonsense to muddy the waters and make it seem like Breonna Taylor was somehow involved in some weird thing that got her killed. And it's not right. And, you know, They're lucky.
And
that
some defenders are saying, well, you know, well, the cops were being shot at. They had the right to shoot back. No, they didn't. Actually, they broke the police procedures is what they did. They're not going to get punished for it.
Right. They broke in. They broke in, which if I would have done the same thing, I would have been charged and brought to trial and hung probably, rightfully so, you know, or put in jail for the rest of my life. And that would have been...
Or you would have been killed by the homeowner.
Right.
And he would have been called a hero by the police.
Yes. Yes. So, fuck them. They're pieces of shit. I don't care what anybody says.
And the district attorney, for anybody who didn't know, he's married to the niece of Mitch McConnell.
Oh, boy. What a shocker that is. What a shocker that is.
That guy, there was the attorney general, there was no way in hell he was going to ever press charges on any of these.
No. And there, well, there's that one wanton endangerment charge that's going to go by the wayside real soon. So, and then there was
they killed somebody and they get charged for shooting a wall.
Yep, exact. Not shooting the person, shooting the wall. Freakby says, oh, and then there was that piece of shit cop who shot himself and said he was ambushed and shot. I saw that story, and that motherfucker should be fired and put in jail.
Really?
Fuck him.
When the fuck did that happen?
Oh, it very recent, man. He shot himself, said he got ambushed and shot, and they, you know.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so fuck that guy too.
That's almost as stupid as the did you guys see the insurance scam where the woman cut off her own hand?
I did not.
Oh my god! Like, she cut off her own hand for this insurance scam, and now they're going, both her and her boyfriend are going to jail.
Oof! And she's handless.
And she lost a hand.
Jesus, man, he's on administrative leave, using his authority to lie. He should be. You goddamn right. He should be fired. More than that. There should be some charges on that for lying to police. If we lie to police, we get those charges. So fuck him just because he's a police officer. Okay, so that's my big stinko of the week. I don't think there needs to be anything more than what I said, unless you guys got anything to add. Eric, you have anything to add? What about you, Breakman? Anything else to add to the horrifying Breonna Taylor saga coming to an end?
Like I said, like they have no right to shoot into they were shooting at what they couldn't see.
Yeah. And I mean,
even they had no right to be there in the first damn place.
Yeah.
But the fact that cops are, I mean, that it's okay that a cop is allowed to open fire into a dark room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like cops, like, that should scare the shit out of all of us.
Yeah, it should. I mean, if that doesn't, I don't know what will. I mean, I guess you have to be brown or black or poor to understand. You know, I mean, anything else is, who cares? You know, nobody gives a shit. And it sucks. And it's horrifying. All right, let's move on to happier things.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, sweet of the week. Breakman, what you got?
Oh, my sweeto goes to, when was my sweeto? It came back to me, I forgot.
All right, I'll come back to you. Freak5 says, oh yeah, wanton endangerment? If I was guilty of wanton endangerment and somebody died, I would have got charged with the murder. You ain't kidding, Freak5. You know, last time I checked, your skin was a little darker tone than mine, and for sure for you, and probably for sure for me too. And that's just the way it is, you know. Poor brown. I tweeted out, like, you know, if liberty and justice for all, unless you're brown, black, or poor. You know, I mean, it's the way that it is, and it sucks. Did you remember, Break, or are you still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is there ad? I keep hearing commercials.
What's that? I don't hear anything. It must be.
There's something that's loading. Hold on.
All right.
Sorry.
We'll hold on. We'll hold on just for you.
I'm like, I thought it was playing from the never mind. Anyway, my sweet goes, I finally got my flu shot. Because we're all quarantined and stuff like that, it's been hard to get out.
Yeah.
Finally got it. Even though I'm, you know, quarantined, I still feel a little better.
Yeah, I'm glad you got that,
man. Where did you get it, yours?
I got mine at Target because they give you a gift card.
How much did you pay, or do you have insurance?
No, they.
I lived near Target.
A lot of places charge, and they'll charge you like $5, $20, something like that. Target, it's free, and they give you a $5 gift card.
Yeah,
me, I'll drive them there.
Free if you have insurance, because
I'll put up driving them to do that.
I don't have insurance. I wonder what they'll charge. Probably $40. That's kind of the going rate. But you see how fucked up that is? You don't have insurance, and to get a flu shot, it costs you $40. It's like, god damn.
With my insurance at Walmart, it was free.
Oh, see? Like, everybody's free except for the guy who doesn't have insurance.
I didn't get any gift card, though, so maybe I'll
mine wasn't free, Frank. They paid me for it.
I know. I think
they gave me something.
I think it's because you're white. You know, it's like that old Eddie Murphy. I don't know if you ever saw that old Eddie Murphy skit where he dressed up white on SNL, and like he would like go into the bus, and like other white people would give him money, and like, you know, he'd like everywhere he went, he like got extra money or extra privileges and stuff like that. And I thought it was really funny. You guys should check that out on YouTube if they have it. But
I've definitely seen it.
Yeah, it's really funny, man. Like you know how Eddie Murphy used to do all kinds of makeup stuff back in the day, but he dressed up as a white dude and he would get on a bus and
Nutty Professor, he played like how many different characters in that
movie? Freak Five says your sweeto should be killing a squirrel, Breakman.
But we gotta be quiet. We don't want the others to hear.
He also
can't know about this.
Exactly.
Next.
He also says there was also that family that damaged their own vehicle, spray painted BLM and Antifa on it, and claimed that members of BLM and Antifa did it. It's so stupid, man. Like,
now, there was also the story of the Louisiana officer that apparently got shot when the truth was
that's
he
we
shot
just yeah
LA.
Yeah, he shot himself. We just explained that. Yeah. Yeah, we talked about that, Eric.
Yeah, I was reading something.
All right. So yeah, anything else, Break?
No, that's it.
All right.
I guess. Eric... Oh, and the Reds are still. We talked about last week. The Reds were making it fun. They're actually even doing better now. they're better ranked now than they were last week.
Yeah, so. I know, man. They've been on fire.
Left. What's that?
They've been on fire, man. Are they going to make it? Left.
Well, they have 3 games left. The magic number for them is 3. In other words, they can have to win 3 games, or the 2 people the 2 teams, the Phillies and the fuck, I can't remember the other team. If they lose any combination of 3 and the Reds win any combination of 3 points, they're in.
Wow. So,
it's as simple as the Reds winning one and the other 2 losing one.
So if they kind of control their own destiny. If they win the next 3, they're in. That's awesome, man. My second favorite team. So,
I like it when the team controls its own destiny.
Yes.
I haven't had that in a long time in this city.
I know, man. Well, good luck to the Reds, man. I hope they make it because my Rockies certainly aren't. And that sucks because they were doing so well. But
yeah, that does suck that like they suddenly fell off like that.
Yeah.
Keep saying that they're sliding.
So. You know, it definitely is the pitching, but this year it's also the offense, which is really weird. And then they did something really weird. They started giving like Nolan Arenado, one of the best players in the entire league, defensively and offensively. They started giving him days off, and it's like, man, why are you giving your best player all that time off? And it was just because contract disputes and a bunch of other bullshit.
Are you kidding me?
No. No, it's petty. It's petty, man. It's so petty. He's gone after this year. He's gone. He's not going to play no more.
I get it. It's a business, and they're in business for themselves. I get that, but you're also playing a team sport, and you're getting fucking millions of dollars as it is.
Yeah.
Don't be an asshole.
Yeah, Freak Five says they got busted.
But then again, make as much money as you can because, you know, once you're gone from the sport, who knows?
Yeah. No, just make that money, Break. I mean, make it, you know. Freak Five says they got busted because after the cops saw it, they destroyed the inside of the car, and then the news was reporting on it, and the police said the inside wasn't damaged when they were there. Yeah, I know, man. Dirty. Says the sweeto is it's Friday. And I thought I only had 2 beers in my mini fridge earlier this week, and there were 2 other beers that I thought I had already drunk hiding behind them. It's always fun when you find hidden beers, Freak Five, for sure. So it's like when I find an extra joint just lying around, that's like the best feeling in the world, man. It's
when you think you've got like 2 beers left and you open the fridge and there's like 2 more other than those, like, oh my God, it's Christmas again.
Yeah, exactly. My aunt, who almost died a few weeks ago, is doing a lot better. That's great, Freak Five. Nice to hear that. Okay. Eric, I'm going to release your interview. Eric had an interview with Eric Bailey of Tiny Bookshelf Games.
I know. I wish I could have been there, but it was my brother's birthday.
I was there at the beginning. I couldn't wait around, but I'm glad Eric finally got to do it. It's about a 19-minute video, but I will post that as a special supplement to this week's show on the feed. So if you are interested in that, download that and you know, definitely check out Tiny Bookshelf Games. I think it's tinybookshelf.twitch.io, I believe, is the website. So the new game is called
itch.io.
What is it?
Itch.io.
Oh, itch, not Twitch. Itch.io. So check out their website and the trailer for the new game. It looks, to me, it looks like a really fun, kind of almost Atari-esque game. Which really? Is, yeah, it's very intriguing, Breakman. It's a, basically you play as this little, it looks like a little bowling ball spider, and it's really cool. So, did you have a good interview, Eric, before we move on? All right. So I'll add that in there. All right, let's move on to the free for all. Okay, guys, here's the moment that everybody has been waiting for. We are going to crown the greatest Nintendo Entertainment System game of all time. We have eight. We only have eight left, and it's going to be awesome. Let me do chat real quick, and then we'll get to the final eight here. Freak says, I sent my sister a picture last night of Wreck-It Ralph saying, I'm going to wreck it. I told her, this is me on my way to the bathroom to take a shit. How dare you, wow. Freak Five? That's foul.
Wow. Well, at least he pooped today, right?
Yeah, at least you pooped today, Freak Five. That's true. Hashtag I pooped today. Wyland says, Sweeto, I just saw a pick of pallet full of F-13 box sets that are ready to release. Wyland, I am so jealous of that box set, man. You got to let me know how, especially two... and a bunch of those, I think, what is it, 1 through 4 that are 4K goodness, man, that's going to be an experience. That's fun. Let's see. I've yet to watch the sequel. What, to Friday the 13th, Breakman?
No, it's Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, to Wreck-It Ralph. I gotcha. Freak5 says, the morning at work, it's not that great. This morning at work, I walked past her to go to the bathroom, and I said, I'm going to wreck it. Hashtag, I pooped today. Good man. Okay. Let's get started with our coronation here. First matchup, guys. I'm going to start at the top. This is a Titanic matchup. I don't know how any of us are going to decide this one. Mega Man 2 going up against Castlevania 3, and I'm going to start with Eric. Eric, what is your thoughts? Mega Man 2, Castlevania 3.
I'm going to go with Castlevania 3.
Ooh, okay.
So, it's got so much more replay value.
All right. Breakman. What say
it does,
you?
It does have a lot of good replay value, and I think it has some of the more fun levels in Castlevania lore. And Castlevania is one of my favorite franchises, but Mega Man is my favorite franchise. And the first Mega Man game I truly fell in love with was Mega Man 2.
Okay, so that means I'm the tiebreaker. And I'm sorry, Mega Man, but...
No, you're an asshole. Fuck you. I'm done with this shit.
I am going with Castlevania 3 because I agree the replay value on Castlevania 3 is exceptional. The level design is fantastic. The creatures, the graphical prowess of that game.
Especially
it is.
If we're talking about the Japanese version.
It's a great game, and it's moving on. No disrespect to Mega Man 2 because it also... is a great game and a great sequel. If we were doing great sequels, that probably would be in my top 10 of all time. So, yeah. Let's see. I gotta add Breakman back here because
he left.
No, I think he just. I think it just cut off. So I gotta add him. And I appreciate him letting me know because I. You know, I got so much other stuff going on. I'm calling you, Breakman. Calling you right now. So, let's see. calling.
Can't make him to get mad that he said Mega Man instead of Castlevania.
Yeah, he hung up.
What? Because... What do you want? I hung up. What do you want?
You hung up? You actually hung up, you son of a bitch. Castlevania 3 moves on. Mega Man 2 is a great sequel, and it probably would be in my top 10 sequels of video games of all time.
I prefer Mega Man 3 a lot more to it.
Yeah.
Mega Man 3 is one of my, is probably of the original NES games, it is my favorite.
That's okay. Sure. Let's move to the bottom of the bracket here. River City Ransom versus Super Mario Brothers 3. I'm going to go first on this one. I don't think it's any secret how much I love Super Mario 3. I love River City Ransom, but Super Mario 3 was like it was a revelation. It was a great platformer. You know, the level design is awesome in the game. I mean, you know, you got everything from all the suits, the flying. I mean, it's a fantastic fun fest. I'm going with Super Mario 3. What say you, Breakman?
I'm definitely going with Super Mario Bros. 3. It's probably technically the most advanced game on the NES, you know?
Yeah.
As far as, like, how large it is in scale and how much diversity of gameplay it has.
Yeah. What say you, Eric?
I don't think it's that, but yeah, I don't like the NES version of Super Mario 3.
Okay, so you're going with River City Ransom. Is that what I heard?
I hate the game. It's just compared to other NES games I could think of that I liked more.
Okay,
it's not that.
Wow. So sounds like somebody has a bias against Super Mario 3.
Well, one of
3.
Those games is apparently River City Ransom.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. So Super Mario 3 moves on by the skin of its teeth. Let's move on to the next Titanic matchup, Bubble Bobble.
Wait, I wasn't talking against River City Ransom. What are you talking about?
No. You were talking against Super Mario 3. All right. Next matchup, Bubble Bobble versus Mega Man 3, and I'm going to start with Breakman on this one.
Mega Man 3. I'm sorry, Bubble Bobble, I love you, but goddamn, Mega Man 3. Like, the music in 2 was good, and the music in 3 was even better.
Yeah, it did have great music, man, for sure.
I have to burst your bubble with the Metal Man, or with Shade Man's weapon.
Alright, so
you love Shade Man. Like, his the music going through his stage is fucking awesome. One of my favorites.
Or Snake Man.
Okay, so that's a vote for Mega Man 3. What say you, Eric?
Mega Man 3.
It's a clean sweep. I do like Bubble Bobble, but Mega Man 3 is a great game. Mega Man 3 moves on. Okay, the final matchup to get us to the final four, and this is another Titanic matchup, Dragon Warrior 4 versus Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. I'm going to start with Eric on this one.
Dragon Warrior 4.
Whew, that was a quick one. What say you, Breakman?
Oh, man. I spent a lot of time with both of those games.
Yeah.
Because the giant characters in Mike Tyson, like, there were no other games like that, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, man.
And they all had, like, their own personalities, like Soda Popinski and King Hippo, like, drop his pants and shit when you punch him.
Yeah, man. Or the special moves of all the characters, you know, just bouncing around. Yeah, I get you.
Mike Tyson, who's an asshole, or Mr. Dream, who was just a copy of Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Because that whole rape thing.
So what you picking?
Dragon Warrior 4 is the greatest RPG on NES.
Okay, I happen to agree. I really...
Epic story. Porphyrin chapters, and you start off as a soldier, just a lonely guy, lowly guy, you know, just one by himself, and then you advance to this rebel princess, and she's got a party with her, some team, and then you get to these two. The sales guy, he's the third one, which is a completely different experience from what you've played in any Dragon Quest game at this point, because you're basically a shopkeeper, and you're going to get money for your store, items to sell in your store and shit.
Yep.
It was so creative.
Freak 5 is exiled. He says Bubble Bobble is greater than DQ8, and he's wrong, and he's exiled.
No, he's not. He's right. He is correct.
Nope, he is wrong, and you're exiled.
The game's drop tables increase massively.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so I think I think it's a clean sweep for Dragon Warrior 4. I'm going to go with Dragon Warrior 4 as well. I think it's a fantastic game and definitely, if not the greatest RPG on the Nintendo Entertainment System, one of the greatest. So it moves on.
I think it is the greatest, no question.
You know what? I might agree with that, Breakman. I might agree with that. Okay, let's
break
move.
Break 5 Chaos.
Yeah, Break 5 Chaos. There you go. Let's move on to the next matchup. We'll stick with Dragon Warrior 4, but this time going up against Castlevania 3. I will start with Breakman.
Shit. That's a hard one.
Yes, it is.
Wow. I'm going to go with Dragon Warrior 4 because it is one of the only NES games I've bought twice.
Okay.
I had to buy it twice because the battery died in the first one.
Ooh, wow. You know, there's still like games like Metroid that still, the original battery still works to this day. It's crazy.
I know.
Man.
Why the fuck does Dragon Warrior, those games, why didn't the battery survive?
They have the shitty batteries.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some Final Fantasies are like that too.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Eric, you're up.
Dragon Warrior 4, I still think it had the cool story and all the different narratives. I didn't even get to the fourth chapter where you have these two twins.
Yeah, I forgot about that, Breakman. It's been so many years, but yeah.
And then these twins are on the – by the end of their journey, they realize their quest is to find this hero.
Yep.
And then you start chapter 5 as that hero.
Yep.
And
yep.
He goes along his quest recruiting all of these people that you've played before.
Such a good game, man. I mean, there's almost no flaws to that game whatsoever. All right, what say you, Eric?
I love Castlevania. I gotta go Dragon Warrior 4. Sorry.
All right. Eric, Dragon Warrior 4?
Dragon Warrior 4.
Wow, okay. Clean sweep on this one as well. As much as I love Castlevania 3, Dragon Warrior 4 is just on a next level. It makes it to the finals, guys, and it's going to battle whoever this wins in this matchup. Mega Man 3 versus Super Mario 3. I think I know where it's going to go, so I'll go first. I'm going to pick Super Mario Brothers 3. I like Mega Man 3 quite a bit. I think it's the best of the Mega Mans for sure, especially on the NES. But Super Mario 3 is just on another level for me. I mean, I even liked all the little bit of glitchiness with that game. But I think as far as level design goes, as far as characters, as far as the abilities that you get, I don't think it gets much better than Super Mario 3. So I'm picking Super Mario 3. What say you, Breakman?
Oh, man. I love Super Mario Bros. 3. It's a great game. I've played so much of it. Mm-hmm. It's something to play if... Yeah, I mean, really, anybody can play. You can have family members play it and stuff like that. Mega Man 3, it's hard. It can be a hard game.
Yeah.
There are people that aren't going to get very far in it. But it's hard in a fair way.
Yeah, it's definitely
fair.
If
you work on it, you can get a lot better at Mega Man. And
you have passwords. You don't have passwords to Mario. Fuck Mario for not having a save.
Oh, boy. Here we go, man. Like, really?
I agree with Eric on that one.
Yeah.
Which was why I played Super Mario Bros. 3 more on the Super Nintendo because it had a save feature and it was graphically better. But the NES version, I said before, had some cool glitches that they took out in the Super NES version. But still, Mega Man 3, I just the cool boss robots. I mean, come on, they didn't get much cooler than the ones in Mega Man 3.
Yeah,
Shade Man, Snake Man.
Yeah,
Needleman, Hard Man, for fuck's sake! Like these are just badass.
Yeah, you make a very, very compelling case for Mega Man 3, even though you're wrong.
Oh, no, Hawkman's unfortunately named.
Yeah. Okay, Eric, I'm assuming you're going with Mega Man 3 as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so our finals matchup is, well, none of the games I love made it, Bernie says. But see, Bernie likes...
that's because you have bad taste.
Yeah, that's right. I mean games like Jaws was not going to make the list, and neither... was
does she like Twilight?
Yes, she does, and I'm trying to get her over that, but no. Anyways, what an upset! Weiland says.
Never played good games. We're sorry to hear that. Like,
this is
really good.
You know what? Bernie gave me two suggestions to add to the 64, and you know what her suggestions were? Let me get, one of her suggestions was Jaws. Jaws was one of her suggestions, and the other was Friday the 13th.
Oh, and, the most unfair games ever.
Yep, yeah. and I'm like, no and no.
And that thrilling music that plays.
Yeah. I played Dr. Mario made it to the round of 16, if I remember
Dr.
correctly.
Dr. Mario's a fun game. We all like that one. Yeah. That's good. At least you played one good game growing up. We're happy to hear that.
Yeah, exactly. You played one good game.
Wait.
Yeah. I kind of like the Super Nintendo version of Dr. Mario.
Okay, guys. It's time to reveal the greatest Nintendo game ever made. And the matchup is Dragon Warrior... Oh, Q-Bert. Get out of here, Bernie. What's wrong with you? Dragon That's Warrior 4 versus Mega Man 3. I'm going to start with Eric first on this one. Eric, Dragon Warrior 4 versus Mega Man 3.
Sorry, Mega Man, but I have to say Dragon Warrior.
Okay, Breakman, what say you? Mega Man 3 versus Dragon Warrior 4?
I was thinking a lot about this one, and...
I love it, man. Why don't you just say Mega Man 3? You know you want to.
I know I'm going to. That's the point. Like, but I'm just... Dragon Warrior 4 is such a good game. I love that game. I feel bad picking anything against it. But I think Mega Man 3, like in the franchise of Mega Mans, is one of the greatest games. You know, it's definitely the best one on the NES.
Yeah.
I can't. My name's Breakman, for God's sakes. He's in Mega Man 3.
Yep.
I can't bet against Mega Man 3. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. So the tiebreaker is me. And actually, you guys, this is a harder matchup than what you guys would think about me, because I'll tell you, I played the shit out of Mega Man 3. But I also played the shit out of Dragon Warrior 4, for obvious reasons. Dungeon says, time to roll that D20 to choose Break.
No, the Breakman, I mean, what would my name be if there wasn't Mega Man 3?
That's right. Breakman, you make a very, very compelling case for Mega Man 3. Eric, what is your compelling case for Dragon Warrior 4, since you picked Dragon Warrior 4?
It's got a lot of interesting characters. It's got a soundtrack that doesn't get cut off at the end of the credits.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a cheap shot, man. Cheap shot.
Birdman's theme gets cut short in the credits for some reason.
And you have to pause it whenever he shows up too. Like, that's irritating. And every time Breakman shows up, you have to pause it to hear the full whistle. Like, God damn it! Why?
Yeah. Okay. God, it's such a tough matchup. I don't want to pick against either one of you guys, but you guys know what a fan I am of Dragon Quest, and Dragon Warrior is definitely the best Dragon Warrior on the NES for all the mentioned reasons. Mega Man 3 had some of the most compelling and best boss battles you will ever find in a Nintendo game, by far. Really tough, but I'm going with Dragon Warrior 4, guys. Dragon Warrior 4.
Well, hold on. Before you choose Dragon Warrior 4, can I throw in a robot red dog?
You know? Oh, that's good, Breakman. Did that save you? Nope. It didn't save you. Dragon Warrior 4, a.k.a. Dragon Quest 4. let's see. I had to watch that. I could play on Q-Bert. Bullshit artist, horseshit artist. What are you talking about, Wyland? You think Mega Man 3 should be there? Let's see if Wyland can convince me. I might change my vote. I would love that, freak, Bernie says. God, Q-Bert. Q-Bert was another horrible, shitty NES game.
I had it on the Atari. So
Penguin shit artist. What is Wyland going off? Does he not like the fact that Dragon Warrior 4 is going to win this thing, the whole thing? So, a game that I didn't even have in mind to win this thing. King Penguin shit
artist. Why does he keep saying artist?
I don't know. I have no idea what he's talking about, man. Mega Man 3 is a fantastic game, but the fact that it got to the finals, Breakman, should give you some solace. Like it.
No, first place loser. Yeah.
It beat, dude. It beat Super Mario 3, my fucking great giraffe shit artist. What are you talking about, Wyland? Damn it. Bubble Bobble it beat. I mean, man, what didn't Mega Man 3 wreck on its way to the finals? But the mighty Dragon Warrior 4, this is an RPG show. Who would I be if I didn't pick an RPG, Breakman, honestly? Like, your namesake, there's no question you were going to pick Mega Man, but man, there's no way I could pick against my favorite franchise of all time. And, you know, Dragon Quest / Dragon Warrior. Dragon Warrior 4 is now the greatest game, the greatest Nintendo game of all time. Koala shit artist. What are you talking about? Wyland is funny, man. Dragon Warrior 4 wins it. It's very deserved. Mega Man 3 deserved.
You could probably make a Twitter bot called Insert Artist.
Yeah, insert. Check this shit out, though, guys. The top four games, they're going to move on to our greatest video game of all time once I get that bracket put together a little bit later, because we still got to do some PlayStation stuff. We still got to do some Xbox stuff. We still got, you know, all kinds of stuff. So the top four from each bracket is going to go on to its own bracket. And we're, you know, so Castlevania 3 still has a chance. Dragon Warrior 4 has a chance to win greatest game of all time. Mega Man 3 and Super Mario 3. So, and I'll mix it up. There's going to be Dragon Shit Artist. Deadly Towers was cheated. Oh, and Bernie says we skipped all the fun games.
We can do the greatest worst game of all time.
We could do the greatest worst game of all time and add anything that Bernie says to the list, and that probably would you know, make up all 64 games, since she played, like, you know, Friday the 13th and, you know,
there's all bad. Jaws. We all have bad games that we enjoy.
Yeah, that's true too. But those games are not it at all. How could you enjoy Friday the 13th at all? It was one of the most panic-inducing, hardest fucking bullshittest game of all time, man.
Afraid to go into any cabin because you know he's going to be in one of them.
I know.
Usually it's the one you go into.
Had a very strict deadline to not make a good game.
Y'all think all the games I love suck. Yes, they do, Bernie.
No, they don't.
Yes, they... Hold on. Bernie is here. Bernie, I want you to make your case for either Jaws or Friday the 13th to make the top 64.
I'll mute myself.
Well, so Jaws is easy for those gamers that are not really good.
Okay. Okay.
It's fun when Jaws comes out and gets you, okay?
It's fun when a fucking great...
Okay, I take it back. I can't mute myself on this one. Okay, that's why I had a game genie. I sucked as a kid.
Yeah.
Who didn't get scared? Who did not get scared when Jason came and popped out at you?
How could you not be afraid? How could you not be afraid of that monster in that game?
No, I said, who didn't
get
scared?
And you've got a rock.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw a rock at you, Jason.
I know. Here's some rocks. You know? I still have nightmares about how hard that game was, man.
Wait, and then there's the noise that Qbert made when he jumped on all the blocks.
Oh, boy, the noise. Get out of here. Wyland,
was a fun game.
Wyland says, nun shit artist. How dare you, Wyland? Wyland's still salty because the nun won the greatest horror icon of all time.
That's what's coming up next month. We're doing movies, right?
We're doing the greatest horror movies of all time, and we will have 64 horror movies next week.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, okay? Well, there's no contest there.
Okay, so let's get some suggestions.
I would just go ahead and like to say this for Mrs. Breakman. I know she would love it if Fright Night was on there.
Fright Night makes the 64 for sure. Anybody in chat have any suggestions? We'll get you guys first. I know Wyland has... Coily on Qbert Freak 5 says is great. Nun and Dragon Warrior 4 can have a room in hell together.
Yes, those sons of bitches, those usurpers.
You know, Wyland is so mad, but you know what, Wyland? I think you're actually going to be really happy. Wyland, give me two suggestions that you think we should have on the top 64 horror movies of all time, because that's next week's beginning tournament 64. We're going to have 64 of the greatest, since it's October, of the greatest horror movies of all time. Wyland, I definitely want your input on this because you're a horror connoisseur like I am. And I will take any and all suggestions at RP Grinder. So if you guys have a suggestion, let us know before next week's show because, you know, it comes quick. Art the Clown. So which one? All Hallows Eve or The Terrifier, Wyland? Because
this is movies, not characters.
Yeah. Art the Clown is going to be, if we ever do that again, Art the Clown will be in there. Because
Vagina Massacre.
What? You're watching different movies than what I'm watching,
no,
Bernie.
Remember when Art slashes?
Oh, yeah, I got it. Okay.
Movie, but it was not a horror movie.
Yeah. Demonic Toys. Okay. Freak 5. I don't know. I can put that in there. We're going to have a plethora of movies, but I will definitely put that in there, Freak 5. We can find room for Demonic Toys because that's a great movie. I'll put The Terrifier in there. Teeth. Ooh, Teeth is a good suggestion. Vagina Dentata. Speaking of vaginas.
There's a lot of vagina horror.
A lot of vagina horror out there. So maybe we can do a whole, 64 of the most horrific vagina movies of all time. Okay, so I will take those and put those in the list since you guys were in chat and you guys have a leg up. Dungeon, do you have a suggestion for a great horror movie that you want added to the list of 64? What about you, Eric? Do you have
really into horror. I'll watch horror movies, but I'm not like a fan of the genre, especially. Ooh.
But there's got to be some horror movie that you've seen that you like a lot. Ooh. Freak 5 says
Scream. I'll put Scream.
Scream, great one. Scream is in. Freak 5 says I Spit on Your Grave. Old or new, Freak 5? Let me know. Old or new. Great horror movie, Dungeon says. Let's see. Wyland, that's a great one. Laid to Rest is a – that one is – okay. I will definitely take that into consideration, Wyland, because that's one of my favorite horror movies of all time. I love that movie. It is pretty obscure, but it's a great horror movie. Chrome Skull for the win, man, for
maybe
sure.
Maybe we should watch that tonight.
Laid to Rest, yeah, we definitely can find that. That's on some of the streaming services. I don't watch too many, but The Gate. Ooh, good one. It's in. Dungeon. The Gate is in. If you don't like The Gate, I don't know what's wrong with you. But The Keep and The Stuff, okay, I'll take those into consideration as well. I was able to rip my Blu-ray. Laid to Rest, yeah. The Gate is a great one, man. The Gate is definitely in, Dungeon, so you're represented. Freak 5 says Ghoulies. I don't know if that's going to make the list, Freak 5. I'd rather pick something like Critters than Ghoulies. But
Texas Chainsaw 2.
Texas Chainsaw 2 may not make the list.
I know it won't make it, but I still
maybe,
like it.
Maybe. Well, you said Texas Chainsaw 2, so I'll keep it in consideration, and I might... sneak that one in.
Texas
Chainsaw Massacre's in. Nightmare on Elm Street's in, of course. Friday 13th. I'll have to decide which Friday 13th get in there. I'm pretty sure 6 is going to be in there. I'm pretty sure 4 is going to be in there. 5 can suck a dick.
Last House on the Left.
Last House on the Left might be in there. It might. That's a tough one to watch, just like I Spit on Your Grave. Yeah. The Blu-ray was messed up when they authored it, so it makes me happy that I have a copy that works. Yeah, for sure, man. That blows. The original Freak 5 says of The Blob. Okay. Keep that into consideration as well. That's a great movie. I love Texas Chainsaw 2, Wyland says. Freak 5 says Alien. I have to think about that one, Freak 5. I know it can fit in the horror genre. Cabin in the Woods is another good one. Alien.
Army of Darkness.
Army of Darkness is in. But you know what? Is that really considered? Breakman, would you consider Army of Darkness a horror movie?
To me, it's more of a comedy. But Evil Dead 2 was going to be my suggestion.
Okay, Evil Dead 2 is in.
The greatest horror movie of all time.
Chop Top for the win, Wyland says. Yeah, you've made a good friend in Bernie Wyland. She loves Texas 2. Mask of the Red Death, Dungeon says, with Vincent Price. That's a good suggestion. What about the old monster movies like Wolfman or Invisible Man or Dracula or stuff like that. Do you, you don't like those ones, Break?
Yeah, they're good, but it's just, I mean, it's not, I don't mean they're good. I like some of them, but they're not scary at all. And I'm thinking like,
scary movies? Like, okay.
Some of the more modern movies, like It was a really scary movie. And, okay. The sequel to The Conjuring was really scary too.
Okay, that's a good suggestion because it was.
The Strangers.
Ooh, that's okay. All right. I consider AOD a fantasy movie.
I think it is a comedy myself. Like,
yeah,
it's a really fucking funny movie.
Yeah, Evil Dead 2 is probably a better choice. I would probably pick Evil Dead.
Yeah, that's why 2. That's why I say Evil Dead 2 is my favorite horror movie.
Freak 5 says them. Ooh, that's an odd suggestion, but I'll keep that into consideration for sure. Okay. The Shining is in for sure. The Shining.
Them is the giant ant movie, right?
Creature movie. It's like a creature feature.
What's the giant ant movie?
Empire of the Ants. Bubba Hotep, yeah, that's not in.
I like Bubba Hotep.
I like Bubba Hotep too, but yeah, that's it's not in. You know, I was really impressed. I don't know if you guys have seen the new Invisible Man. That's a really good one.
We have to put in Hollow Man. And see,
Hollow Man?
Lord Bacon.
Okay.
See,
yep.
Tremors and Tremors has to be in there too because
Tremors. I don't know if I can put Tremors in, but I'll put Hollow Man in there for sure. I love Tremors too, man. But that's more comedy than horror.
It's more like Maximum Overdrive.
Yeah. To quote Randy from Scream 2, Showgirls, it's terrifying. Wyland says.
What about Gremlins?
I like Showgirls. I enjoy Showgirls.
I like Showgirls too.
You just like the boobs.
Gremlins. Oh, Elizabeth Berkley.
And there were lots of them.
Yes. Dungeon says Fright Night. That's definitely in, Dungeon. Fright Night is in. Because not only is it kind of funny, it is kind of scary as well.
We're watching that.
You know what? I'm going to be taking suggestions all week at RP Grinders or at Frank Branches, and I will take everybody's suggestions and you know, come up with the best of those suggestions. I'm not going to promise then that everybody's going to get theirs in. We only have 64 slots for the greatest horror movie of all time, but it's going to be awesome.
Gremlins. Okay, I can see that.
The first one, he said he would, Weiland said he would consider horror.
Scary scenes in that. And then there's that one really dark conversation where she talks about finding your dad dead in the chimney and shit.
Yeah. Weiland says Trick or Treat. That's a good anthology movie. Freak 5 says Cat's Eye, another great anthology movie. Mm-hmm. Dungeon says The Thing. The Thing is in. Dungeon, The Thing is in. Yes, The Thing is in. Children of the Corn. Okay, I'll take that into consideration as well. That's let's see. I like Cat's Eye. Bernie says Salem's Lot. Ooh, if you want to talk about good Stephen King adaptations, Salem's Lot's really good, really, really good. Tales from the Hood. Freak 5 says I love Tales from the Hood. Hey, Freak 5, have you ever seen Tales from the Hood 2? It's really good. It's actually a really good sequel. I really dug it. But okay, guys, that's going to end it for this show. Like I said, hit me up at Frank Branches or at RP Grinders. We'll take all of your suggestions for greatest horror movie of time. Candyman is in. Leprechaun is in Freak 5, the first one.
The original.
Back to the Hood. I don't know about that one. it's fun. It's really fun, but yeah. Okay, let's do our plugs. Breakman, plug away.
You can follow me at @break_man on Twitter. You can follow the harmonica. That's all I'm doing.
Oh, boy. How dare you.
Sucker. Yeah. And a cowbell.
You need to make an account for the...
at RP Grinders on Twitter, where you can tell us what horror movies you want to see on the list.
Yeah.
You got a week before... I mean, this will be October 2nd, I think.
Yeah, it's somewhere around there. So get them in quick because, you know. Not Leprechaun in Space, Weiland says? Yeah, let's not do Leprechaun in Space, man. Come on. Hellraiser's going to be in for sure because I think that's a really scary concept for a movie. You know, the horror master ones, Halloween.
What about Event Horizon?
It's in. Breakman, that's a good suggestion. I was thinking more sci-fi, but it's a haunted house movie through and through. It is definitely in, and it's scary as hell. So yeah, Break. Yeah. That's a great suggestion. So yeah, there you go. All right, Eric, you're up.
Plugs, you mean?
Plugs, yes.
You can find me on sites like BostonBastardGame.com, TotallyGN.com. I write reviews for games on there. And if you like what I've written and you want to support me, sending me as little as a dollar to my Patreon would help me out. And my Patreon can be found in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
All right. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. Make sure you leave your suggestion for greatest horror movie of all time. I'll be taking suggestions from everybody, including Eric and Break, if they can think of more. And I'll be putting together a list. I know there's well over 200 movies that I'm going to have to go over. And you know, some of your guys' might not make, but some of them may. So please suggest. Paul W.S. Anderson's attempt at a Hellraiser movie. No, thank you, Breakman.
Me? What did you say? Me?
I mean, Weiland. I was looking at your name in chat, and I said your Breakman.
I didn't suggest that. Come on now.
That was a great suggestion, Breakman. Event Horizon's a scary movie for sure. It's, you know, it's not the greatest movie in the world technically, but it's man. I wish that we could have got the director's cut with the extra, because some of those scenes were really, really good the way that they were described. Let's see. Dungeon says, Event Horizon's like Warhammer 40K. That's exactly what happens if your ship protections fail if you travel through warp. Yep. All right.
That's what he said Event Horizon was, is Paul W.S. Anderson's attempt at a Hellraiser movie.
Oh, yeah. It was good, though. I liked it. I liked it quite a bit. It should have been a Hellraiser movie now that I think about it. Just, you know, the space thing kind of threw things off, but whatever. Mm-hmm. That engine in the ship was a puzzle box. Yep, it sure was. The one that was kind of circular and moving around. Freak 5, that's not really, I guess, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. I'll have to think about that one, Freak 5. That's it's definitely a good B movie, and maybe I'll do a B movie, you know, tournament someday. But I don't know if it makes the list of 64 scariest movies of all time. I might add it because I could see where it would be kind of scary. But if you're thinking Killer Clowns, you know, It comes to mind, and The Terrifier for sure. But Weiland, you said All Hallows Eve, so I'll put that in lieu of Terrifier. Although I really thought Terrifier was scary, but okay. I got some thinking to do, and I've got lots of suggestions, and please don't, you know, chastise me if I don't get all of your suggestions. It's going to be a huge list that I got to whittle down and get down to the final, you know, 64. But I will take every suggestion. If I said it was in and it doesn't make the list, it's because there was something way better that I thought of or saw and, you know, had to add the list, or somebody, you know, suggested a better one. But I'll at least get one from everybody in chat, maybe two. And then, you know, of course, you know, Eric and Eric's suggestion of Scream is definitely in there. Breakman's suggestion of Event Horizon is going to be in there. And I can't remember all of them, but I'll look through chat and I'll mark them down, and there you go. So, all right, guys, anything else?
I'm still trying to think of other horror movies. You know?
Oh man, I there's so many, and there's just.
I know.
So
it's
many.
Like if we keep. I'm like, oh, we said that. Yeah. We said that. Damn.
Night of the Comet is a great movie. Dungeon. Night of the Comet's a great movie. Frank forgot. He said it was in. How dare you, Freak 5? How dare you? All right. Yeah. Killer Clowns. Okay. All right. It's in. Freak Vibe, it's in. All right. That's it. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. Dragon Warrior 4 is the best Nintendo game of all time.
I dispute this. I'm not giving over peaceful transfer of this podcast.